Rumors swirl in Libya that Muammar Gaddafi has fled. Protesters say they have control of the country's second largest city. And Gaddafi's son takes to the air with some dire predictions.
Now one of the five millions will have arms. We are tribes and clans. If we all have arms, then we will not be crying over 84 deaths. We will be crying over thousands of deaths. There would be rivers of blood all over Libya.
What was unthinkable weeks ago is now possible. Gaddafi's 41-year-old rule could be coming to an end.
Some protesters say the gunshots they hear are fired in celebration. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 21st. John Hockenberry is out again this week, and Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste. Lots of news across the Middle East.
Let's get right to the news this morning. In Libya, we've got calls for reform. And they were met with violence in Tripoli, at least. Overnight, snipers opened fire in the capital's Green Square. Crowds there were calling for dictator Muammar Gaddafi to step down. Some witnesses call it a massacre. The violence in the capital reportedly broke out after Gaddafi's son gave a rambling 45-minute address on national television. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi doesn't hold an official role in the government, but he conceded. Protesters had now taken control of the streets in Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi, and the army has used excessive force.
There was a mistake from the army because citizens tried to attack the army, and of course they were in a situation that psychologically was difficult and they were angry.
Although several high-level Libyan diplomats have defected, Gaddafi says his father will fight until the end. He warned the country could descend into civil war and chaos if the demonstrations continue, and says the uprising would end in the loss of freedom for Libyans.
Be also ready for imperialism. Imperialism will come to me. Imperialists will come. The Europeans and Americans will come to Libya and occupy.
Protesters in Benghazi have taken down the Libyan flag from above the city's main courthouse, and in its place they're flying the flag of the country's old monarchy that was toppled in 1969 when Gaddafi took power. Susan Rice, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., tells NBC News Washington is watching events in Libya closely.
We're very concerned about the reports of violence and attacks on civilians.
The international media has had very little access, but Human Rights Watch says more than 200 people have died since last Thursday. Meanwhile, in Bahrain, hundreds of demonstrators have gathered in Manama's Pearl Square this morning for a ninth day of protests. Many spent the night there after reclaiming the square from the military over the weekend. One Bahraini protester, Yasser, spoke to our partner, The New York Times.
We are the natives, and we have a right, and we deserve this democracy. Why not? We are humans.
The State Department says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will support talks between Bahrain's rulers and opposition leaders. Elsewhere in the Mideast, Iranian security forces dispersed anti-government protesters who tried to gather in Tehran's main square. Protesters have also taken to the streets in Morocco, Yemen, Iraq, and Algeria, with reports of clashes in those countries between riot police and demonstrators. And in Wisconsin, a seventh day of protests against a proposal that would revoke collective bargaining rights for most public workers. It's expected today the largest crowd ever. 70,000 were outside the Capitol building in Madison on Saturday. Despite forecasts of freezing rain and snow, they are expecting even more people to join there today. Among the crowd of protesters, though, some Tea Party ralliers there to show their support of Governor Scott Walker's plan to curb union rights in order to get budget cuts through. No real comparison in the size of the crowd, though. Markets are closed for President's Day. Coming up, are we going to see a D.C. shutdown like back in the 1990s? The looming battle over the budget is coming up, and we're going to take a look at news throughout the hour out of the Middle East, especially taking a look at Saudi Arabia. Is this unrest going to spread there?